a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Justin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I mean, I'm a little disappointed with the way the game played out last night, but it's not something that was a shock.
Not much of a shock, not much of a surprise. We heard the disappointment from Adam Silver after the game from someone who was on the scene the entire weekend. To put a bow on last night, man, did people in the arena, people were just like, eh, what was the vibe?
Well, I didn't get what the vibe was in the arena because I'm intelligent, so I took off prior to the game, which I've done over the last several years just because the game is no good. So I love it from like a media perspective as I go and I get to talk. Like yesterday, I had a 20-minute conversation with Dr. J. We had Larry Bird on the show. So like we get a lot of good content, but then I hate to hightail it out of there because I know what it is every year. And until they, you know, give me a product that's worth staying for, I'm going to continue to do the same.
And no doubt about it, Justin Termini here with us from NBA Radio. What do you see happening, if anything, into the future? It doesn't seem like anything can happen unless a player shows up on All-Star Sunday night for the game and says, I'm going to destroy everybody.
Yeah, I mean, and really that's kind of what I said today. It's like, I don't like blaming LeBron for everything, but he is the face of the league, and this erosion happened underneath him, and people will follow the leader, right, the face of the league. For example, I don't think Kevin Durant goes to Golden State if LeBron doesn't first leave to Miami. He laid down the blueprint. A lot of guys speak up on social issues. They weren't doing that prior to LeBron. LeBron speaks up. Guys will follow him. So whether it's good or bad, the precedent that the leader sets is what everybody follows. LeBron hasn't set a precedent of, hey, let's take this seriously, let's dig in. And as a result, I think other guys have followed. If he took it seriously, if he said we're not going to lose this thing and did that over the last 10 years, we wouldn't be in the place that we are right now. Now, it's also on the league's plate because they allowed it to get to this point, just like with load management before putting their foot down. But from a player perspective, yes, if LeBron took it seriously, everybody else would as well.
Well, Justin, for someone who, well, I don't want to say I refuse. Maybe I feel the same way Josh Hart does about Indianapolis, but I watched from afar, and I thought the best event or best anything out of the weekend was watching Sabrina Ionescu go out there and get close to Steph Curry. For you on the ground, what was the best event? What really had the most juice?
Yeah, that one, easily. And that's the one you wish they would have finished the night with. And maybe in the future, if they do something similar, that's the same. There was so much anticipation leading up to it. That was the buzz over the course of the couple of days, as people saying they couldn't wait for that one. And then, like, the dunk contest is hit or miss. Like, last year, the dunk contest was the highlight of it. Then there's years where it's no good. I thought this year it was okay. The one that consistently is the best is the three-point contest. But again, if you get like a Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon, the dunk contest is better. You get a Mac McClung in year one, the dunk contest is better. But consistently, it's a three-point contest. And this time, it was as you mentioned, Sabrina and Steph by a good margin.
Well, Justin Termini is here with us from SiriusXM NBA Radio. You mentioned a dunk contest. Is there any saving that, or are we really looking at, I don't know, a potential elimination like we did almost 25-plus years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it went through a bunch of bad years, and then Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine kind of brought it back a little bit, and then Mac McClung was great last year, but it's not necessarily about, like, hey, Mac McClung, he's great. He clearly was the best dunker by far. It wasn't necessarily even close, but you want the stars. the one thing I fear is, like, I don't think Jaylen Brown should have been doing it, because Jaylen Brown is chasing a championship, and to his credit, he plays almost every single night. That's something that could provide wear and tear on his leg, so I don't think it was the smartest thing. But I also think it was dumb for the fans to boo him, because I don't think he was great, but they were all over his case. So if you're all over the case of the one star that's willing to go out there and try and set the precedent that, like, hey, stars should be doing this, like, why would another star do it? So I thought that was dumb from a fan's perspective. They booed the hell out of him. All right, so now why would anybody else do it in the future, knowing that potentially they could get booed as it hurts their quote-unquote brand? So, like, Jaylen might have been the last, like, major name or even semi-major name to do it. That's the only thing that necessarily saves it. You get the big-time guys in there.
It was the glove. He put on that Michael Jackson glove, and people are like, what are we doing here? That kiss of death right there, Justin. Kiss of death.
Yeah, he at least should have, like, moonwalked after he did it so we knew what the hell he was doing. I mean, I didn't know what the glove was about. I'm like, I thought it was Michael Jackson, but I wasn't even thinking how he's from Indiana, even though I knew that. Then I'm thinking, because they said it on the broadcast, that it was because he has no left hand, which he also doesn't. But maybe he should have grabbed the mic and explained a little bit as to why he was doing each one of these dunks, just to kind of set everything up, because that was over my head, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you guys think my left hand sucks. Watch me dunk with my left hand with a Michael Jackson glove. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Justin Termini here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now that we have gone past the weekend, now the Brooklyn Nets were able to announce the firing of Jacques Vaughn. How nice of them to wait to not hijack the All-Star weekend. What other news do you think could potentially happen now that we're now going into the stretch run?
Well, I mean, that was a perfect time to announce that, right? Because we barely talked about it on the show today, because everything was overshadowed by people being irate over what happened in the All-Star game. So it was smart for them to do that. That didn't shock me that they ended up doing that. I mean, I think there's just a ton of teams that are involved here down the stretch, which keeps a lot of head coaches alive. I know we've already got three head coaches in the Eastern Conference, and one of them is not even Monty Williams with the worst record, but clearly you're not going to fire him because of the contract. I think the big news is just waiting on Embiid. I think that's the big story. If Embiid is healthy, then that alters the way that the playoffs look in the Eastern Conference. If he's not healthy, then that certainly makes it a lot easier for everybody else, because I think if Embiid is healthy, they're easily the second-best team behind Boston in the East.
Well, Justin, with all the parity in the league and even in the East, there's other teams dealing with injuries, the New York Knicks, Phoenix Suns out West. It seems like there's a minute or a second. I was shocked that Kawhi played. I mean, he didn't play much, but he did play. What are your thoughts overall as we move into the stretch run? Who are you favoring as we kind of run down here?
Well, I think there's three teams that have separated themselves a little bit. That's Boston, Denver, and the Clippers. And with Boston, I mean, like, they're on a historic pace right now. They're on pace to win, like, 64, 65 games, which would be the fourth-best record in the history of the Celtics, which is, you know, that means something. It's not, you know, fourth-best record in the history of the Charlotte Hornets or Minnesota Timberwolves. Fourth, you know, most wins in the history of the Boston Celtics. They'd be doing something that Bird just did once, that, you know, KG and Paul Pierce just did once, that Havlicek just did once, which is amazing to see. Season was shorter for Russell, so he wasn't getting 65, 66 wins. But, I mean, the Showtime Lakers, the most they ever won was 65. Boston's on pace for that. So certainly they've earned the right to be called the favorite. I'm just hesitant with their head coach and the shot selection for that team down the stretch. I think they rely too much on the three, so they could be had by a team like the Knicks, who I think are a little bit more consistent and play a better playoff brand of basketball. I'd still favor Boston. And then in the West, again, there's a slew of teams that could win it, but I'll put the Clippers and I'll put Denver just slightly ahead of everybody else.
And Justin Termini here with us from NBA Radio. You know, before you joined us, we shared some of the audio from LeBron James pontificating about his future. Do I have a big farewell tour? Do I, you know, go quietly into the night? What are your thoughts on LeBron and his deal? He wants to play with his kid. He wants attention. He doesn't want attention. What say you, Justin?
I'll say the same thing I think everybody with a brain would say, is that he wants attention. And there's no way that LeBron James is – there is zero chance. Okay, he's 50-50. I'm saying zero chance that he gives, as he put it, he Tim Duncan's it. He is going out with a farewell tour. I think he's the most attention-starved athlete we've seen in the history of sports. And, you know, he'll also sell it as, you know, like, I was not going to do it, but then I talked with my family, I talk with my friends. They think that I should do it. Adam Silver thinks it's best for the league. He kind of convinced me to do it. So he'll paint it in the way that, like, it's not about me, but it is about him. And then the other aspect of this is LeBron's a corporation, right? So he's going to do what he needs to do to heighten the brand and the money. And there's too much money involved for him and the league by him doing a farewell tour. So that is 100% taking place.
Well, Justin, you were certainly around tons of legends that you had mentioned over the weekend. What stood out to you from a personal perspective? Was there any conversation that you had with any of the legends behind the scenes and in front of the microphone that you really took away from this past weekend?
No, I mean, just having the honor to speak with, like, Dr. J and Larry Bird, that's beyond a thrill. And, you know, listen, the scoring, it's just that's the biggest difference in the league from back when those guys played. And just whether or not that's good for the sport. Some of them think it's good. Some of them think it's bad. It's based off, I guess, what you want. Do you want more offense or do you want to get back a little bit to the – I think everybody kind of wants a happy medium where they don't necessarily want the 90s, but they, early 2000s, but they also don't want what it's become, which is, guys with consistency scoring 60 or 70 points.
Yeah, it's nuts to say, oh my God, we had an all-star game last night, and the total almost pushed us to 400. It's maddening, but this is the way the league is right now. Hey, Justin, I want to thank you for taking the time to hop on and lend your perspective.
All right, J.R., thanks for having me on, buddy. I appreciate it.
Most certainly. Justin, where can people follow you and all that good stuff?
They could follow me on Twitter at Termini Radio, at TERMINE Radio. So that's on Twitter. And then we've got the show 4 to 7 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on NBA Radio.
No problem. I get here. Final question. How do you and Eddie not just, I know he's busy and you're busy and you're not always looking each other in the face. How do you guys not rip each other to shreds physically when you are in front of each other?
No, we've had some physical altercations. I mean, we talked with Meta World Peace this week at the All-Star game. We got some advice from him on how to go at each other. So, oh yeah, Eddie and I, we verbally go at it, and when we're in person, if we go a little too far, we can get physical, which is bad for me because he's got about 6-7 inches on me in height.
Okay, hey, noted, Justin. Make sure that there's video of it. Okay.
I don't know if we want video. That means one of us might be spending the night behind bars, if that's the case.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.